slaughtered you again. I'm ahead 3-2.
I want a rematch.
Hey, wait a minute. You said I could play the winner.
You can. It's the best 51 out of 100.
All right, that's enough. Everybody up to bed.
Just one more game.
No, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, you should all go read a book. It'll improve your mind.
Hey, someday you'll thank me.
Yeah.
I thought they'd never leave.
Yeah.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the family.
ABC Family Programming is brought to you.
Now, son, all you do is factor out your polynomial, which leaves you with x plus 1 plus 3x, which means x equals 25, right? See how much fun algebra can be?
Yeah. It's amazing this much fun is legal.
What is wrong with this chair?
Mom, I'm way behind in history. I've got to pull an all-nighter.
Fine. As long as you're in bed by 10. Edward, why is your father under the table?
Harriet, this chair is wobbly.
I know what you're thinking, Carl, but just call the shop and get it fixed.
Harriet, I can do this. All I gotta do is even out the legs.
I guess that means we're gonna get a new kitchen set.
Well, thank you for your overwhelming vote of confidence in me. Come on, Edward, let's get back to work.
Dad, I'm tired. How about tomorrow?
Oh, I guess we can knock it off. Well, you got algebra down cold anyway. Good night, Einstein.
Good night, Professor. Laura, I'm dead. If I don't pull at least a C on my midterm exam, I'm gonna flunk algebra.
I thought Dad was a math whiz.
He is.
Then what's the problem?
I'm the one who's taking the test.
Guess you're out of luck.
Laura, if I flunk, Mom and Dad won't let me go to the Prince concert. You gotta help me.
I haven't had algebra yet. There's only one person who can help you now. Steve Urkel.
Urkel? I'd rather eat worms.
He can teach you that, too.
Rachel, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but that log cabin is pitiful.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Steve. Did it ever occur to you that when the door is closed, we're trying to keep unwanted people out?
Well, I'd better lock it then.
He's such a thoughtful child.
Thanks, Estelle.
Laura's not here.
Well, actually, it was Eddie who asked me to stop by.
You're kidding.
I couldn't believe it either. I got so excited, I almost stepped on my tarantula.
Eddie's in the living room.
Thanks. Nice diorama. Except for that pitiful log cabin. Judy, why don't you have Rachel take a shot at it? Hi, Eddie.
Urkel. Thank goodness you're here. I'm flunking algebra and I need you to tutor me.
Well, this is my busy season. I'm trying to teach the football team fractions.
Steve, I'm desperate. If you don't help me, I can't go to the Prince concert. Check out these seats.
Third row! Wow, you could get sweated on!
Will you tutor me? I'll give you anything you want.
Really? Maybe we can work something out.
What's that?
Standardized Urkel Elementary Math Exam. It helps to determine how much help you need. Okay, first question. What do you get when you multiply a negative by a negative?
A really big negative?
Uh-oh. Second question. 3 times x = 6. What is the value of x?
I know this one. It's either a number or a letter.
Whoa. This has never happened before.
I did good, huh?
You didn't even make it onto the chart.
Steve, tutor me. I'll give you anything you want.
Anything?
Name it and it's yours.
We'll just say that you owe me a favor. In the meantime, I'll just take these as collateral.
I would like to propose a toast to the most brilliant children in Chicago. You all did great on your midterms.
We're very proud of you.
Hear, hear.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, hon.
Hi, Laura, my sweet. Mmm, steak. You ever been down to the slaughterhouse? It's fascinating. 1 minute, moo. The next minute, rump roast.
He's such a well-rounded child.
Eddie, can we speak privately?
Sure. Jesus, for a minute. Come on, old buddy. I got a B.
Hey! Now, about my payment.
Anything, Irk. Anything in the whole wide world.
I want a date with Laura.
What's your second choice?
There is no second choice.
But, Irk, to be reasonable.
I want Laura on a date this Friday night.
Tonight, forget everything you think you know.
Laura, I've been thinking, you know who's really a great guy once you get to know him? Steve Urkel.
Urkel?
Yeah. You two kids really have a lot in common.
If I believe that, there'd be no reason to go on.
Laura, Steve was a great tutor, but now I owe him big.
How big?
I promised him a date with you.
Really? Are you out of your mind?
Have a heart.
A couple of measly hours of your time can make his dreams come true.
And give me nightmares for the rest of my life.
I can't go back on my word.
Well, you should have promised him something you could deliver, like a ride on a space shuttle.
Laura, Laura, listen to me, please.
It's finished. I took this baby apart and re-glued every joint. And now this chair is perfect.
Yeah, now it's a recliner.
Can I ask you guys a question? Did you ever go out with someone just because you felt sorry for them?
Shoot. How do you think I met your dad?
Remember when I went out with Clarence Bibby?
do I ever.
Everything that boy ever ate in his life was stuck to his hush puppies.
Branch, I didn't know that you were the hush puppy type.
Oh, it was a mercy day. He was hopelessly in love with me. One of many.
So, Laura, honey, who's the loser in your life?
Names aren't important. Let's just say he's a world-class nerd with no redeeming qualities.
Sounds like Steve Urkel.
Oh. It is.
Ooh. That's not a mercy date. That's a Lord have mercy date.
Mercy date? Steve is a fine young man. If I was a few years younger, I'd give you a run for your money.
You want a head start?
So, Eddie, what time should I pick up Laura Friday night?
Irkman! I was just gonna call you. Laura said no.
Who should I take to the Prince concert? One of the guys from the chess club? Or Dr. Wu, my allergist?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Laura. I don't suppose I could persuade you to change your mind about Friday night.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'll go with you.
Wow! This new cologne must really work!
Laura, you're the bravest sister a guy ever had.
This is incredible! You won't be sorry, Laura. I have a spectacular evening planned.
We're not going anywhere until the ground rules are straight. First of all, this is not a real date. It's a non-date. Second, no one must ever know about this non-date. Third, if you touch me at any time, the non-date is over.
Well, what if you trip or something?
Just let me fall. The rest of the rules are covered in this contract.
No mouth breathing, no snorting, no drooling. Who does these things? They're disgusting. Where do I sign?
Carl, it's taking you forever to finish that chair.
Well, Harriet, do you want this fast or do you want it good?
I don't think he's got a shot either way.
Laura!
Don, you recognize me.
Well, it was either you or the Phantom of the Opera.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Laura, my sweet. You look radiant. These are for you. Wipe it off on the curb. Ready, my sweet? Our limo awaits.
You rented a limo?
No, well, actually, it's my Uncle Ernie's hearse. He's gonna drive us tonight. We only have to make one quick delivery.
Let's get this over with.
Good night, everybody. Just practicing.
Ah, yes. Monsieur Urkel, rise this way, please.
Don't put us near the kitchen or the bathroom, okay?
Oui, Monsieur Urkel.
I hate the sound of flushing while I'm eating. Don't you, my pet?
Mademoiselle, monsieur, bon appétit. Nerd alert, table 12.
This place is perfect. Nobody we know would ever come here. Right, it'll be our special place.
Mademoiselle?
No, we won't be needing those. I ordered ahead for the specialty of the maison.
Ah, yes, cuisse de grenouille. Excellent choice.
Steve, what did you just order us?
Frog legs. Are you okay? I hope their food is better than their service. How about some dessert?
No, thank you. Every time we order another course, you bring your chair closer.
I can't help it, Laura. I'm drawn to you like a moth to a flame, a bee to a blossom, a mouse to cheese.
Check, please.
Laura, you're the most beautiful girl in the whole world. And I'm the luckiest guy. I only hope this evening has been as magical for you as it's been for me.
Well, it hasn't been that bad.
Only one more thing could make this night even more special. I was just hoping, well, if it's not too much trouble, I could have one small kiss on the cheek.
That would involve touching, which would be a clear violation of our contract.
Yeah, you're right. What was I thinking? Why should you lower yourself just because it would mean the world to me?
Oh, Irvin.
For you, it's just an insignificant gesture. In your lifetime, you'll go out on hundreds of dates. But for me, this could be my one and only. How do you like that? I peaked at 13.
Okay, Urkel. One kiss on the cheek. Keep your hands on the table where I can see them. Don't move your head and no puckering.
Memento of our night together.
That's it. This non-date is over.
Oh, but Laura, my sweet. Bonjour.
Saturday, it's good.
That's a good-looking man.
Versus Eva.
She can't be all that big.
Excuse me.
LL Cool J.
Think of my lover.
Hello.
Gabrielle Union.
End of story, though.
Will somebody hand me some marshmallows, please?
Carl, I hate to say I told you so.
Then don't. Hi, Laura, how'd it go?
It was the most disgusting. It was the most disgusting, degrading, humiliating night of my life.
Oh, how was the food? Laura, look, I know you had a bad night, but someday you're gonna look back at this night and see how funny it is.
Maybe from where you sit, Dad. But right now, all I can see is Urkel running out of the restaurant with a tablecloth tucked into his pants.
He did that?
He practically leveled the place. I guess it was pretty funny. Here are your tickets.
Thanks, Laura. I've been thinking, why don't you go to the concert with me?
You mean that?
That'll be fun.
Thanks, Eddie.
Laura, you did a nice thing. We're proud of you.
Yeah, and look at it this way. Now that you're going out with Steve, he'll probably leave you alone for a while.
Hello?
Hi, Carl. This is Steve.
You've reached the Winslow residence. There's no one home right now, so please leave a message at the sound of the beep. Beep!
Laura, thank you for our enchanted evening. My cheek is still on fire from your kiss. And now that we are a couple, I was hoping you'd wear my medical ID bracelet. By the way, the Jazz Club is having a formal weenie roast this weekend.
Tonight on an all-new Kyle XY.
You saw a 20-year-old photograph of a man who looks just like you.
That's all in the past.
Forget everything you think you know.
Kyle, somebody help!
Because nothing is what it appears.
There's something I need to tell you.
Who is Kyle?